Gratitude by Oliver Sacks. Read for you by Dan Warren. Last night, I dreamed about Mercury. Huge, shining globules of quicksilver rising and falling. Mercury is element number 80, and my dream is a reminder that on Tuesday, I will be 80 myself. Elements and birthdays have been intertwined for me since boyhood, when I learned about atomic numbers. At 11, I could say, I am sodium, element 11. And now, at 79, I am gold. A few years ago, when I gave a friend a bottle of mercury for his 80th birthday, a special bottle that could neither leak nor break, he gave me a peculiar look, but later sent me a charming letter in which he joked, I take a little every morning for my health. 80. I can hardly believe it. I often feel that life is about to begin, only to realize it is almost over. My mother was the 16th of 18 children. I was the youngest of her four sons, and almost the youngest of the vast cousinhood on her side of the family. I was always the youngest boy in my class at high school. I have retained this feeling of being the youngest, even though now I am almost the oldest person I know. I thought I would die at 41, when I had a bad fall and broke a leg while mountaineering alone. I splinted the leg as best I could and started to lever myself down the mountain, clumsily, with my arms. In the long hours that followed, I was assailed by memories, both good and bad. Most were in a mode of gratitude. Gratitude for what I had been given by others. Gratitude, too, that I had been able to give something back. Awakenings, my second book, had been published the previous year. At nearly 80, with a scattering of medical and surgical problems, none disabling, I feel glad to be alive. I'm glad I'm not dead. Sometimes bursts out of me when the weather is perfect. This is in contrast to a story I heard from a friend who, walking with Samuel Beckett in Paris on a perfect spring morning, said to him, "Doesn't a day like this make you glad to be alive?" To which Beckett answered, "I wouldn't go as far as that."